I had started the Sillies as a result of going to bars, being a musician and a songwriter since I was a child, and recording and writing my own music. And in early 77, I was interested in punk rock. I had had a, I'd attended a jam session at somebody's house, and I met Sheila Edwards there, who was a great singer. We talked about art, and we talked about punk rock, which was pretty new in early 77. And I decided to form a band with Sheila and myself and a friend of mine, Steve Sorter, who I knew from the band The Mutants, and who had kept asking me about starting a band. When every time I saw him anywhere, he'd always say, "Hey, buddy, when are we going to start a band?" So I called him up, got Steve in the band, advertised, got a guitarist Steve had already worked with, Tom Ness, who was not the Tom Ness who later on did some, I'm trying to think of the magazine, Jam Rag, but the Tom Ness, as I've said. And he picked the stage name Tommy Kilowatt. We all went under stage names. I went under Benoit. And Sheila just went under Sheila Edwards, actually. Sheila was enough of a caricature of a real human being that you didn't really have to come up with a name for her. You had to just sort of sit there and try and figure out what the hell was going on with her. Well, the last, we did three shows in 77, August 10th, October 29th, and sometime in December in Ann Arbor at East Quad, which is one of the dorms. And it was us, Destroy All Monsters, and some other band. The manager for Destroy All Monsters set it up and called me and asked us if we'd play.